Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Reclaiming boreal wetlands after mining the oil sands requires an intimate knowledge of how these ecosystems work. Dr. Jan Siborowski from the University of Windsor has just wrapped up a five-year study called CFROS on natural versus constructed wetlands. CFROS stands for Carbon Dynamics, Food Web Structure, and Reclamation Strategies in Athabasca Oil Sands Wetlands.
We know that a normal wetland has gently sloping sides, and it's a transition from being always underwater to being wet all the time to being wet some of the time. Each of those areas has a different set of plants and different invertebrates. It's important to have that architecture there to get a normal food web. Not only that, because constructed wetlands that use mine tailings materials have lots of salt, which is natural, but concentrated because of recycling the water during mining. We need to get closer to fresh water before we're going to get a rapidly functioning food web. And so the size of the surrounding landscape has to be big enough to sustain that, and we've discovered that.
Dr. Siborowski presented his findings at the recent CONRAD Symposium on Oil Sands Reclamation. Thanks today to Syncrude. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.